I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This Sunday, the 26th Sunday of Pentecost, is traditionally, in 300 years ago, would have been the first Sunday of Advent. And so we are now in the latter stages of the Christian year for year C, which we've been following in our lections. And the church at this time of the year always comes towards the idea of an ending, getting ready for a new beginning, the idea of cycle of life. Let me read again the collect for today. O God, in Christ you give us hope for a new heaven and a new earth. Grant us wisdom to interpret the signs of our times, courage to stand in the time of trial, and faith to witness to your truth and love. Grant us courage. I would say that today is the day of the great shaking. And this season is the time of the great shaking. We woke this morning to hear about the horrendous another earthquake in New Zealand. And some of us have connections to New Zealand. And this earthquake was massive, bigger than the one that recently struck Christchurch. This one was near Christchurch and was felt all the way to Wellington. It was a shaking. But this week has been a shaking. For many people in the United States, what happened on Tuesday in their election was a shaking. What happened for many of us who have listened and enjoyed the music of Cohen this week was a shaking with his death. It's a time of what's happening. And in our lections today, we have this sense of the shaking. The temple, we have to understand, the reading that John just gave us was the destruction of the temple. And the temple, we must to understand, to put in context the gospel, the temple, as many of us know, was for the Jewish people their sense of God on earth, their connection between God and God's people. And when Jesus was predicting that the temple was going to fall, it had to have been an earthquake for the people who heard him. Because for them, that meant that God was abandoning God's people. It was upsetting in the extreme. And 40 years after the time of Jesus speaking, the temple did in fact fall. And even at the time of Jesus' teaching here in the gospel that we have today, the signs were present. The Roman troops were gathering around throughout the Holy Land, and they knew it was only a matter of time. And I am told by researchers that when the temple was taken down and Jerusalem fell, it was so completely destroyed that you could take a donkey with a plowshare behind it and travel in any direction through all of Jerusalem and never have to take your plow out of the ground because it struck something solid. And when you consider when they did that, in 70 AD, they did not have dynamite, they did not have bulldozers, they had just so completely destroyed. And the people of the time must have been decimated. God has abandoned us. It was a time of a great shaking. But Jesus, in the midst of this, and in the reading back into what was said in the prophets in Isaiah, was saying, don't be upset. This is part of the cycle. And I am with you. God will be with you through all of this. You will not be alone no matter what happens. No matter how great things are shaken, you are not ever going to be abandoned. You are not alone. So it comes to us now to to ask ourselves the question, what is our temple? And could we withstand it being shaken, destroyed? And what is really the core of who we are? We are preparing for the end of this cycle of the church's year and starting to prepare ourselves for the new year, which begins with the first Sunday of Advent, which is 2 weeks away. As we move forward to begin the cycle again of our life as members of the Christian family. But the question needs to be asked today, what is our temple in our lives, and can it withstand a shaking? Is it our good health? Is it our riches? Is it our standing as Canadians? What is the temple? Each and every one of us has our own temple. Our intelligence. What would we do if we got diagnosed in a few weeks' time with having Alzheimer's? What would happen if we had a stroke? Would our temple be shaken? Profound questions. I don't know about you, but I'm not really enjoying the aging process, though I know it's real and it's inevitable, and I have to be a part of it, and I have to do what I can to maintain some health through it all. But, you know, I'd be quite happy to be, 29. But I'm not. I'll be 72 in December. So there is a shaking. There is a time of introspection. Who are we and what is our temple? But more importantly than what is our temple is what would happen if the temple shook down? But what is our core value? What is the core value that each and every one of us has? And as we prepare for the beginning of the new Christian year and we come to the end of this one, it's a time to ask ourselves, what are my core values that I will not lose no matter what happens? Is it love? Is it hope? Is it peace? Is it joy? The four principal marks of the season of Advent? Or are there other things that make up your core value that will withstand any kind of attack? Because that's what's key and important to us as we live life with quality and meaning now, and as we prepare ourselves for the life ahead, whatever that may be. It's important to be grounded in our own core values. And that's the call today. Name your core value and then live by it. It's a challenge. It's one we all have to face. It's all one that we have to reflect upon and say, yes, this is where I stand and why. Not easy, but important. People in the past have relied upon riches, relied upon good looks, relied upon great heads of hair. But you can't rely on that. Those things move on. But what is the core? To love God, to love your neighbor, to love yourself. To build community. To be restorative in relationships. To be a person of forgiveness. A person of kindness. A person of hope. A person of peace. A person of inclusion. These are all things that are important for us to think about and hold fast. But we can't do it just by ourselves, because we live in a world which has lots of pressure to not be these things. It's not easy to love a stranger. It's not easy to love someone who we find difficult to love. I would find it hard for me to embrace Donald Trump, but I would have to do it if he was here and extend to him the friendship. We saw some of that this week when Obama met Trump in the White House. But that's a symbol of what we are called to do as Christian people. Reach out to those who we don't feel we really want to reach out to. That's part of the Christian ethic. To be restorative and inclusive. To be understanding. To be listening. And so as we prepare our hearts and minds for the new Christian year ahead, as we reflect on the year that has been, I invite us this day to examine what is our temple and what is its foundation, and will it stand a shaking or will it fall apart? And what is the foundation stones of the temple in your life? How do you connect with God? How do you connect with yourself? And how do you connect with not only your loved ones, but also those who are not always lovable? How do we connect? It is a challenge. And I pray that as we receive the Eucharist and take into ourselves the real presence of Jesus, we remember how Jesus related. He said, "Do not be afraid. Do not have all kinds of scripts ready in your head in order to respond to whatever comes at you. Remember that if you are following God, God will give you the words when you need to use them." And it's very true. On Friday, here in the community, I preached a sermon at the Remembrance Day service. Some of you were there, which some people really loved and some people really hated. It was the idea, as I said last Sunday, about climate change, that it's real and it's the enemy, the hidden enemy that we have to now have courage to face and work and overcome. Some people really went at me about it. And you know, I hadn't really planned on what I was going to say, but as it was coming at me, some people with vehemence, and I respect them, I said, "God, give me the words." And it was like there. Present. And so I share that with you, not to say I'm a kind of a hero, because I'm not, I'm just me. But God is central in our lives. And when we stand up for the values for which Jesus died and rose again, God will be with each of us as we stand for those values and speak to them. So in the year ahead, I invite us to not only think about what is our temple and what is the keystones of our own values, but also to know that we can depend on God and God's love, which is ever present within each and every one of us and with each and every one of the other people around us, and that we move forward together, building a community of restoration, forgiveness, and inclusion. May God bless us all. Amen.